赞美救主完全救赎
Blessed be the great atonement
来救痛苦的人士
To a suffering world revealed
赞美救主做我大夫
Blessed be the great physician
他受鞭伤我得医
For by his stripes we are healed
早今天在这里和弟兄姐妹一起分享一个题目
This morning, I'd like to share with you a theme.
身心灵的医治
The healing of our spirit, soul, and body.
请我们一起来读《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章二十三节
Let us read together the scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守。在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责
May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这边告诉我们灵与魂与身子都要得蒙保守
Here says your whole spirit, soul, and body will be kept completely blameless.
今天神要拯救我们全人。
Because the Lord desires to save us as a whole.
所以当主耶稣来到地上。
So when he came into this world.
他身体灵魂为我们受审判。
He was judged in his spirit, soul and body.
为我们付了极大的代价。
And he paid a great price for us.
我们看见他一路受刑罚受鞭打。
And he was whipped, he was punished all the way.
他为我们被钉。
And he was crucified for us.
他身体裂开。
And his body was broken.
他为我们受了极大的痛苦。
And he went through great agony.
他身体为我们舍了。
He gave his body for us.
为我们付了极重的赎价。
And paid the ransom price.
主耶稣在最后他说，我把我的灵交在父神的手里面。
At the end, he trusted his spirit in the hand of his Father God.
他的灵为我们也是受了极大的痛苦。
And his spirit suffered severely for us as well.
他在十字架上宝血为我们流出。
And he shed his precious blood on the cross for us.
在以赛亚书特别让我们知道，他为我们将他的命倾倒出来。
And the book of Isaiah tells us clearly that he poured out his soul life for us.
那这也就是他的魂为我们倾倒。
Which is his soul.
所以主耶稣他的灵、他的身体、他的魂都为我们付了极大的代价。
Therefore, through giving up his spirit, soul, and body, he paid the ransom for us.
今天他能够将我们赎回来。
Therefore, he's able to redeem us.
他也叫我们全人都能够得着拯救。
And through the whole being, we are saved.
身心灵都要得着医治。
Therefore, our spirit, soul, and body can be healed.
在代下第七章第十四节。
In Second Chronicles,Chapter 7, verse 14.
他说这称为我名下的子民若是自卑祷告寻求我的面。
The people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face.
转离他们的恶行。
And turn from their wicked ways.
在这边有一个宝贵的应许。
And then he has a precious promise for that.
神说我必从天上垂听。
Then will I hear from heaven.
赦免他们的罪。
And will forgive them their sin.
医治他们的地。
And heal their land.
神乐意来医治。
God is gladly to heal.
他是医治的神。
And he is a God of healing.
他是在这边告诉我们要我们能够回转。
But the key is that we need to return.
首先我们在第一个点一起看一下罪得赦免病得医治。
Therefore we need to know first the sin is forgiven and sickness is healed.
我们都是罪人。
We all are sinners.
我们也是病人。
Also we are sick people.
那我们要看见主他来，他要赦免我们的罪，他要医治我们的疾病。
And we need to know the Lord came to forgive us of our sin and heal us of our sicknesses.
请我们一起来读以赛亚书53章第五节。
Let's read chapter 53, verse 5 of Isaiah together.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚，我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
我们的主在十字架上，是的，刚刚我们说到，他亲身担当我们的罪，为我们付了极重的代价。
And we just talk about he himself took up our sins and carry our sins and pay the ransom for our sin.
因着罪，人与神中间没有了那个和平。
And sin has taken away the peace between God and man.
我们是当受审判、受刑罚的。
And we should be judged. We should be punished.
但是我们的主亲身担当了我们的罪。
But our Lord came and he took over those.
今天他受了刑罚。
He was punished.
今天叫我们能够得着了平安。
So that we may now have peace.
我们可以恢复与神中间那个和好的关系。
And we're able to reconcile that relationship with God.
主来到地上，他是圣洁的，他是没有罪的。
When the Lord came into this world, he was without sin.
所以我们的主他没有疾病。
And therefore, in him, there was no sickness.
但他特别为我们受了鞭伤。
But for our sake, he took the whipping.
因他受的鞭伤。
And by the wound he has,
我们得着了医治。
We are healed.
我们每一个人，我们 第一件要承认我们都是罪人。
Therefore, every one of us, we must first confess, I am a sinner.
我们也都是病人。
Also, I am sick.
在马太福音第九章十二节说，耶稣听见就说，康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。
In Matthew chapter 9 verse 12, it says, Jesus said, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick.
我们承认我们是有罪的。
We need to admit that we are sinners.
我是个罪人。
I am a sinner.
同时呢，我也知道说我是一个病人。
At the same time, I need to acknowledge that I am sick.
我需要得着医治。
I need to be healed.
今天主在这里，他告诉我们，我们是一个罪人。
And the Lord is telling us that you are sinners.
我们是有病的人。
And you are sick.
康健的人用不着医生。
A healthy person doesn't need a doctor.
所以若是我们越早承认我需要医生，
The earlier we acknowledge that I need doctor's help.
我需要得着医治。
I need to be healed.
我们就更愿意来到主的面前。
The more we'll be willing to come to the presence of our Lord.
从主得着医治。
To receive the healing grace from the Lord.
那我们也认知到说，是的，主来。他受了刑罚，叫我们得着平安。
We also know through the punishment he received, we now have peace.
他要赦免我们所有的罪。
He desires to forgive us of our sin.
重价已付，今天我们能够被赎回来。
He has paid the great price, then we can be redeemed now.
所以在诗篇103篇第三节。
Therefore, in Psalms 103 and verse 3 says,
他讲到说，他赦免你的一切罪孽。
He forgives all your sins.
他医治你的一切疾病。
And heals all your sicknesses.
我们看见把赦罪和医病，他把它都摆在一起。
See, these two things are put side by side, the forgiveness of sins and the healing of sicknesses.
神要我们罪得赦免。
God wants us to be forgiven of our sin.
他要我们的病得着医治。
Also, he wants our sickness be healed.
今天我们要看见身心灵都得着释放，都得着医治。
We need to understand that we can be released and healed in spirit, body, and soul.
很多时候在表面上看见的问题。
A lot of times we see a problem from the surface.
可能不是真正的问题。
And that may not be the true cause of the problem.
有一位弟兄，他的女儿在小的时候有一个很严重的湿疹。
I know of this Christian brother, his daughter suffered severe eczema when she was little.
啊，所以我们的弟兄带她去看了各样的不同的医生。
So she took her to different specialists.
每一个专科医生呢，就着她的皮肤上，她那个非常的痛苦，然后就仔细的观察。
And all the doctor paid close attention to the symptom on her skin.
啊，所有的药呢，就是为了对付她表面上所发生的这些问题。
And all the medical treatment focused on the issues on the skin.
啊，怎么样来止痒？
How to stop the itchiness?
怎么样来消炎？
And how to disinfect it?
怎么样来减少她的过敏情形？
How to reduce the overall allergy symptoms?
那但是呢，时间过去，她的女儿越来越严重。
But as time passed.Her condition just deteriorated.
她也接触到好多同样生这样这个疾病的。
And he came in contact with a lot of patients with a similar problem.
她发现说有些到了快要十九二十岁了，他们的病让他们很痛苦。
And he also knew people that were in their 19s or 20s, they still suffered eczema from young.
所以她后来就开始做一些研究。
So he started looking into this issue.
啊，最后找到。主要的原因大概都发生在肠子里面。
And finally, he found out the cause of all these skin problems was in the intestine.
你光看皮肤你是看不出来的。
Therefore, by focusing on the surface of the skin, it's not going to help.
后来他一样一样找出问题，然后解决问题。
So he was able to identify the cause of the problems and solve them.
能根本把他女儿能够治好了。
And so to heal her daughter from the root cause.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们常常只是发现我表面上有这样的病，有这样的一些情形。
In the same way, we always look at our issues from the surface.
但是今天主要我们身心灵都得着医治。
But God's desire is for us to be healed from spirit, soul, and body.
我们要承认我们的灵会生病。
So we need to acknowledge that my spirit is sick.
我们的身体会生病。
My body is sick.
我们的魂也会生病。
And so is my soul.
那在这三个不同的方面。
And in these three different aspects.
主要医治我们。
God wants to heal us.
但是每一个医治，可能他的方法，或者是说我们从哪一个角度进去，是有点不一样的。
But the angle through which healing can occur may be different in these three categories.
但是我们知道，他为我们受了鞭伤。
But we know for a fact that he was whipped for us.
他要我们得着医治。
So that we can be healed.
他为我们受了刑罚。
And he was punished for us.
我们能够得着平安。
So that we can have peace.
下面我们就从这三个方面，我们一起来看。
Therefore, we want to look at these three aspects this morning.
首先我们来认识到灵的医治。
First of all, the healing of our spirit.
我们一起来读耶利米书第三章二十二节。
Let's read together Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 22.
你们这被盗的儿女啊，回来吧，我要医治你们被盗的病。
Return, faithless people, I will cure you of backsliding.
当人犯罪堕落了以后
，After man sin and fell,
罪进到了人的里面
，Sin enter into man.
我们看见人和神中间有了一个这么大的间隔
，And there is a big gap between God and man.
人没有办法来到神的面前
，Man cannot cross the gap, come to God.
当神要来寻找亚当和夏娃
，When God was looking for Adam and Eve,
人啊，你在哪里
？Where are you?
人惧怕，人躲避神的面
，And they were frightened. They try to escape from God.
因为神是圣洁的，是公义的
，Because God is holy and righteous.
所以我们看见人的灵死了
，So the spirit of man died.
没有。方法没有办法来发挥它的功能
No longer operate normally
没有办法跟神来沟通
No longer able to communicate with God
其实我们说这是一个最大的病
And that is the greatest sickness of all
在哥罗西书第一章第二十一节
In Galatians chapter 1 verse 21 it says
讲到说你们从前与神隔绝
Once you were alienated from God
因着恶行心里与他为敌
And were enemies in your minds、
啊、这就是人类的光景
And that was the condition of man
那个结果是没有指望没有神
And they were without God and without hope、
哦、那一个病态那一个人整个的痛苦
And the sufferings of man
人也想尽办法想要挣脱这样的一个痛苦的情况
And they try to get out of that difficult that's a horrible situation
但是我们看见多少的人他们想尽各样的方法他们想要寻找一个解答
Yes, men try every way to find the solution
但是没有一个人他们能够得着释放得着医治
But no one can be set free or healed in their spirit
一章二十二节讲到说但如今他借着基督的肉身受死叫你们与自己和好
But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through his death
我们的主为我们付了重价
Our Lord paid the price for us
他为我们受了审判受了刑罚
He was judged, he was punished
所以今天我们能够与神和好
Therefore we can have reconciliation with God
在于我们愿意回转到他的面前
It all depends upon whether we're willing to return to him or not
承认我们是一个罪人
Admitting that I am a sinner
我是一个病人
I am a sick person
我需要得着拯救
I need salvation
我们接受主为我们所做成一切的工作
And willingly accept everything Jesus has done for us
接受他成为我们
And welcome him to be our savior.
我们得救了。
And then we are saved.
我们得着了医治。
We are healed.
我们的灵得着了医治。
Our spirit is healed.
今天他告诉我们说，都成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
And here says we're presented to God holy in His sight.
当神看我们是圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备的。
So when He looks at us, we are holy without blemish and free from accusation.
我们能够来到神自己的面前。
Now we can come freely to God.
所以第一个，我们的灵要得着医治。
So first of all, our spirit needs to be healed.
是我们恢复与神和好的关系。
So that we can be reconciled with God, have a good relationship with Him.
我们认罪悔改
We confess our sins and repent from it.
转向神。
Turn away from sin toward God.
怎么有这么大的救恩？
And then a great salvation is for us.
好，今天主何等的爱我们。
God loves us so much.
他要拯救我们。
He wants to save us.
他要医治我们。
He wants to heal us.
我们当中若还有福音的朋友。
Therefore, my friends.
当你听到这样的信息
We are here of this wonderful message.
圣灵正在你的里面来感动
Do you know that Holy Spirit is moving you in your heart right now?
也许你也寻找了好久
Maybe you have been looking for a long time.
也许你用各样的方式你想要努力但是你得不着医治的
And you have strived so hard yet no healing has occurred.
转向主
All you need to do is to turn to God.
我们认我们是一个罪人
Confess that you are a sinner.
我们告诉主我需要
And just tell the Lord that I need healing.
接受他成为你的救主。
And accept him as your savior.
心里相信神已经叫他从死里复活。
Believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead.
我们口里承认耶稣基督是主。
And confess with your lips that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
他要拯救你。
Then he will save you.
他要医治你。
And he will heal you.
今天我们能够与神中间恢复一个和好的关系。
Then you can have a good relationship with God.
他看我们是圣洁是没有瑕疵是无可责备的
And he will consider us holy without blemish and free from accusation
我们能够来到他宝座的面前
And we can come to his throne
这是得救
That is what's called being saved
这是我们的灵得着医治
That's how our spirit is healed
但是另外一个呢就这圣徒来讲
And on the other hand for us the saints
有些时候我们还是会有灵受伤或者灵生病的时候
And we still may contract sickness in our spirit or feel hurt in our spirit
但是这样的一个情形好像虽然我们知道说到至圣所的路已经开通了
Although we know the way to the Holy of Holies is now open to us
但是很多时候好像还有一个拦阻
Yet there's still some hindrance
好像在神那边他说我把所有罪的问题都解决了
On God's side he said I've resolved all the problems
但是好多情形是我们自己我们犯了罪
But many times the reality to us is that because we have sinned
我们没有办法好像坦然无惧的这样的来到神的面前
Therefore we cannot come to God's presence boldly
好像中间还是有一些的间隔
You still sense there are some hindrances in between
有时候我们的灵生病了
That's because sometimes our spirit is sick
灵受伤了
Or our spirit is hurt
那这样的一个情形呢我们怎么可能来恢复它
And how do we restore from that
主一直在等我们你们来你们来
From God's perspective, He's been waiting constantly, calling us to come to Him.
他要医治我们所有被盗的病。
He wants to heal us of our sickness.
他把一条路摆在我们的面前。
And He has prepared for us a way to Him.
弟兄姐妹，在约翰一书第一章第九节。
And in 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 it says,
我们若认自己的罪
If we confess our sins
神是信实的是公义的
He is faithful and just
必要赦免我们的罪洗净我们一切的不义
And will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness
我们讲到说一个罪人认罪悔改然后我们恢复与神和好的关系
A sinner confess his sins and return from his wicked ways and God will give him forgiveness of sin
我们的灵得着完全的医治
And therefore the spirit is completely healed
但是呢在神儿女一生的路程上
Yet in our life's journey
多少时候我们需要在约翰一书第一章第九节这样的一个情形的里面
Many times we need to practice what's said in 1 John chapter 1 verse 9
我们认自己的罪
That we need to confess our sins
今天有许多的时候这些罪成了我们和神中间的那一个间隔
And many times our sins become a blockage between God and us
我们灵是软弱的
And our spirit is weakened because of sin
我们的灵好像在我们的里面它受了一个非常大的一个拘束限制
It's like our spirit was stressed
因为很多的罪捆绑着我们
It's all because many sins are still binding us
我们若认自己的罪，
So what we need to do is to confess our sin.
真实的来到神的面前，
Truthfully come to God.
那这个认罪，这个悔改，
And that confession and that repentance
会叫我们得着力量，
Will give us strength
胜过我们的罪，
To surpass our sins
叫我们的生命能够长大，
So that our inner life can actually grow.
所以有一位非常属灵的弟兄，他告诉另外一位弟兄，
A very spiritual brother told the other Christian brother，
他就问他说，你最近一次认罪悔改是在什么时候？
He asked that brother, says, When was the last time you confessed your sin?
那个弟兄觉得说，我好像没有犯过什么错啊。
And that brother felt that I didn't make any mistakes recently.
他说几年前啊，我做过什么事情，我在那边认罪悔改。
Yeah, I think I did something wrong many years ago, and I confessed and repented.
弟兄姐妹，多少时候这些就显明我们真实灵里的光景。
And his response revealed our true conditions.
其实我们是非常软弱的。
In the same way, we are very weak.
如果我们认识到我是一个病人，
If we truly acknowledge the fact that we are sick,
神吸引我们，
And God is attracting us,
我们认自己的罪，
That so that we can confess our sin.
很多时候不是一定你做了什么坏事，
A lot of times not necessary because we did something wrong.
有时候我们的一个心思一个意念违背了神的旨意，
maybe just a thought
跟主的生命是违背的，
That is conflicting with God's nature.
是出于我们老旧天然生命的，
A thought that's coming from our natural flesh life.
若圣灵光照我们，
If the Holy Spirit enlightens in us,
我们认罪悔改，
Then we need to confess the sin and repent.
弟兄姐妹，我们若认自己的罪，
Therefore, brothers and sisters, if we confess our sin,
神是信实的，是公义的，
God is faithful and righteous.
不一定是就照着他的恩典，他的怜悯，他的爱。
Not necessary according to his grace, his mercy, and his love.
这边讲到说是照着他的信实和他的公义。
But here it says because he is faithful and just.
他赦免我们的罪。
He will forgive us our sin.
洗净我们一切的不义。
And he will purify us from our unrighteousness.
他恢复我们与神中间那个和好的关系。
And he will reconcile the relationship between God and us.
哦，弟兄姐妹，我们何等的需要这样的认罪悔改。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, how we really need to confess our sin and repent like this.
叫我们的灵得着医治。
So that our spirit is healed.
叫我们的灵能够刚强起来。
And our spirit can be strong.
这是灵的医治。
This is the healing of our spirit.
啊，下面我们看见体的医治。
And the second one we want to talk about is the healing of our body.
我们读马太福音第十一章第四节和第五节。
Matthew 11 verse 4.
耶稣回答说，你们去把所听见所看见的事告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们。
Jesus replied, Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised.And the good news is preached to the poor.
我们看见主行走在地上的时候，他做了好多的事情。
And Jesus did so many kinds of things when he was on earth.
人把各样带着疾病的人都带到他那里去。
And people brought all kinds of sick people to his presence.
因为主是大夫，主是大医生。
Because our Lord Jesus was the greatest physician.
瞎子看见，瘸子能够行走。
So the blind received their sight and the lame walked.
长大麻风的得洁净。
And those who had leprosy are cured.
聋子听见，死人复活。
The deaf hear and the dead are raised.
那今天主也让我们知道，我们有一个身体。
So the Lord wants us to know we have a physical body.
他要来医治我们。
And he wants to heal us.
所以我们在前面读到，因他受的鞭伤，我们得着了医治。
As we just read earlier that by his wounds we are healed.
在彼前第二章二十四节讲，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪。
And 1 Peter chapter 2, 24 says, He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree.
是我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。
So that we might die to sins and live for righteousness.
下面讲说，因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
And it continues to say that by his wounds you have been healed.
很多时候当我们为着我们的同伴为着我们自己在那里祷告
And we pray for our companions and even ourselves often
我们因着这神的话
And all through his words
主把一个信心赐给我们
We gain the faith to pray
因他受了鞭伤
By his wounds
我们得着了医治
We are healed
弟兄姐妹主已经受了鞭伤
Oh dear brother and sister our Lord has beenWounded.
我们得着了医治
So we have been healed.
很多时候我们宣告主的得胜他的王权在我们的身上
And many times we proclaim his victory over us.
这是主为我们在十字架完成的工作
And everything he has done for us on the cross.
我们可以用信心我们来支取
It's attainable through faith.
在使徒行传第四章二十九节
In the book of Acts chapter 4 verse 29
他讲说他们恐吓我们现在求主鉴察一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道一面伸出你的手来医治疾病并且使神迹奇事因着你的圣仆耶稣的名行出来
It says Lord consider the threat and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldnessStretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus.
伸出你的手来医治疾病。
Stretch out your hand and heal the sick.
啊，他讲到有神迹奇事。
And signs and wonders will follow.
因耶稣的名行出来。
Through the name of your servant Jesus.
那我们知道说手按病人病人就好了
And place your hand on the sick They will be healed
这是马可福音16章18节告诉我们的
And that was what's written in Mark 16
有人讲说这个是什么时代了怎么还有这样的事情呢
And a lot of people may argue says, You know what kind of era we live in There is no such thing anymore
啊，有些不信派的他们就把很多就算是圣经写的神迹奇事他们也都用另外的一些方法来解释它
A lot of disbelieving people even though Bible clearly says about healing they try to interpret it differently
啊，有一次我们邀请一位有医病恩赐的乔派伯老弟兄到我们家里来
And there was this time we invite this great senior brother who has a gift of healing his name is Joe Papel to our house
啊，那一天我记得蛮多人来的然后我父亲母亲他们就坐在第一排
So he performed a healing service among us many people came including my father who sat on the very first row
啊，我父亲他是一直非常反对我们信耶稣的
And my father opposed to our believing in Jesus for a long time
他也一直告诉我们你们就太迷信了
And he just thought we were so superstitious
然后那天我们的乔派伯弟兄他每一次要医病之前呢他一定先要传福音的
And for brother Joe Papel he always preached gospel first before he perform the healing service.
他要大家都非常清楚，今天不是他来医病。
Because he want to send a clear message to the people that it's not he who could heal.
是主耶稣来医病。
But Lord Jesus came to heal.
所以你们先要相信，要接受他成为你的救主。
So he will share the gospel and invite people to believe in Jesus first.
啊，那天后来就开始有很多为一些人祷告。
So that day, after the message, he would start praying for many people.
那我们家的老三那天呢他也上去请他祷告
Our third daughter Vicky was also prayed for that night
那他主要他是因为有点过敏他说请他祷告
And she went up because she has allergy issues
啊，但是一坐下来一发现呢他的两只脚长短差了蛮多的
But the moment she sat down he measured her both legs they're different in length
那老弟兄就把他脚扶在手上然后就为他祷告
So he held her feet in his palm and started praying for her
就很简单的祷告
It was a simple prayer
那个脚就是这样子长出来
And we all witnessed that short leg strengthened
哎呀我们就这是一个神迹
We saw wow that's a miracle
我父亲 他坐在第一排。
My father who sat at the first row.
哇，他也瞪大了眼在那里看。
And opened his eyes wide, he witnessed the miracle.
那天晚上他蒙恩了。
That night he was blessed.
他九十岁，他得救了。
He was saved at the age of 90.
今天我们常常会讲，是的，这些神迹奇事他会过去。
And many people may say, you know, miracles will pass away.
但是我们知道得着这位行神迹的主。
But the most important thing is to encounter the Lord who performs the miracles.
那这个是太宝贵的一件事情。
That was the greatest thing.
是的，因为我们不是那么的注重外面的。
Yes, on one hand, our focus should not be on the external things.
但是另外一面，我们也知道主给我们何等大的一个恩典。
Yet, on the other hand, we need to realize what a great grace the Lord has given to us.
他受的鞭伤，我们得着了医治。
That by His wounds, we have been healed.
也许我们不像乔派伯老弟兄，他有那样医病的恩赐。
Maybe you and I do not have the gift of healing like Joe Papel.
但是主听我们的祷告。
But the Lord still listens to our prayer.
我们都经历到弟兄姐妹同心合一的祷告，为着病人祷告，得着了医治。
And we all have experienced many times how our brother or sister is healed through our joint prayer.
因为神听我们的祷告。
Because our God listens to our prayer.
他能够做人所不能做的事情。
He is able to do things that men cannot do.
他是医治的主。
He is the Lord that heals.
主要我们身体经历他是我们的医治者。
But because the Lord wants us to experience His healing grace.
但是我们更渴望的是得着这位赐医者。
And the most important thing is to encounter the Lord of healing.
身体得医治，我们说感谢主。
We give thanks to the Lord when our body is healed.
但在这个过程，我们遇见了主，我们里面更是充满了欢喜。
And yet our spirit rejoices even greater in this process of being healed.
圣经告诉我们，外体好像一天毁坏一天。
And Bible tells us outwardly we're wasting away.
但是我们里面的人却一天新似一天。
Yet inwardly we're being renewed day after day.
叫我们一直等候到那一天，我们身体的得赎。
So until the day our body is fully redeemed when He returns.
第四个大点呢，讲到魂的医治。
And now we'd like to healing, talking about the healing of our soul.
我们一起来读以赛亚书六十一章第一节。
Let's read Isaiah chapter 61 verse. Sorry, let's read Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1.
主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放。被囚的出监牢。
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners.
他特别讲到医好伤心的人。
He says to bind up the brokenhearted.
今天有许多的人是伤心的人。
There are many brokenhearted people in this world.
他们在魂的里面受伤了。
Their soul was hurt.
或者在魂的里面是受捆绑的。
Or their soul was bound up.
在魂的里面是被掳的。
And or they were captivated.
所以今天主要我们来认识。
Therefore the Lord wants us to know this.
我们的主怎么样？他来医好伤心的人。
How he wants to bind up the brokenhearted.
他怎么样报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢。
He wants to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness the prisoners.
啊，这些特别让我们认识是人里面那个魂所受到的痛苦。
And this tells us the suffering in our soul life specifically.
需要得着医治，需要得着释放。
And this is the area we need to be released, be set free, and be healed.
很多时候我们为着一些弟兄姐妹们祷告。
Many times we pray for our brother or sister.
摸着他里面那个伤痛的心。
And when we pray, we feel the broken heart.
那里面他的那个创伤。
And we feel the wound that was deep within.
啊，也许好久的年日过去了。
And many years have passed since that wound.
那个创伤还是那么的疼痛，那样的厉害。
But that wound still suffers much.
所以我们一起来看一下我们的魂 需要得着医治。
Therefore, we need to look at this, that our soul needs to be healed.
主是我们的大医生。
The Lord is our great physician.
是的，他要来医治我们。
And yes, he wants to heal us.
要医好这些伤心的人。
He wants to heal those broken hearted.
那主为我们完成的工作。
And the things that he has done for us.
有许多今天我们是凭信就能够来领取的。
And we need to receive through faith.
所以我们在这一段里面要交通到十架的医治还有圣灵的医治。
Therefore, we want to share with you the healing of the cross and the healing of the Holy Spirit.
那这两个是相辅相成的。
And these two work side by side.
它并不是冲突的。
And they are not in conflict in any way.
但是弟兄姐妹，在我们魂得医治的这个方面，
Yet, brothers and sisters, regarding the salvation of our soul,
我们需要认识十架的医治。
We need to understand and know the healing through the cross.
我们也需要认识经历圣灵的医治。
And also know as well as experience the healing of the Holy Spirit.
那什么是十架的医治呢？
So what is the healing through the cross?
在哥罗西书三章三节说，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 3 says, For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
你们已经死了。
You died.
加拉太书告诉我们说，我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
And we have been crucified with Christ.
所以我们有一个老旧的人。
Therefore, know this, we have this old life.
今天魂里面有许多的忧伤、痛、那个受伤。
And there are many wounds in our soul life.
今天是在我们老旧的人的里面。
That all are happening in the old life.
但是今天主说他要医好伤心的人。
When Jesus says, I want to heal the broken heart.
他要叫我们得着一个完全的释放。
To have a complete release.
这一个是关键。
And this is the key point.
你们已经死了。
That you died.
我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
That you have been crucified.With Christ.
我们的旧人已经与他同定了。
That our old life has been crucified with Christ.
我们的老我已经死了。
Our old self died already.
所以我们能够宣告我已经死了。
Therefore, we can proclaim that I am dead.
我们的生命与基督一同藏在神的里面。
Now, I'm hiding with Christ in God.
我们可以宣告现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
Therefore, I can say it's no longer I that lives, but Christ in me.
我们看见很多时候有些弟兄姐妹，是的，他们有好多的创伤。
Yes, many times we can feel the wounds in us.
有一些是从原生家庭来的。
Some may be from our upbringing.
有的时候是从他的婚姻带来的。
Some may be wound occurred in our marriage.
有些是因着别人的歧视，反正种种原因。
Or by any other people, all kinds of reasons.
那甚至有很多人，他们要追溯到他们的祖先。
And some may even trace all the way back to the ancestors for the wounds.
我们看见好多人，他们要希望靠着圣灵，叫他们能够得着释放。
And a lot of people want to be released through the help of the Holy Spirit.
但是一次一次的。
But the thing you see, time after time,
好像那个创伤上面圣灵的膏油一次一次在那里涂抹，他们得着一些释放，得着一些的安慰。
Every time when you pray for them, it's like having this anointing on the wound. Time after time, you get some relief, some comfort.
但是那一个伤还没有出去。
Yet the wound remains.
弟兄姐妹，主在这里要让我们认识到一件事情。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, Jesus wants us to understand this.
他叫我们回到十架。
He wants to bring us back to His cross.
看见主在十架上死了。
To see that our Lord died on the cross for us.
我们在他里面和他一同死了。
And in Him we die together.
他叫我们得着极大的释放。
Through that we are greatly released.
我们已经死了。
We have died.
那一个受伤的他已经死了。
The old life that was wounded died with Christ.
今天我们的魂得着医治。
So that our soul life can be healed.
十架 是一个最大的医治地方。
In order for the soul life to be healed, the cross is the major point.
我们必须回到十字架这里。
We need to come back to His cross.
灵后第五章十七节说：“若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。”
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation." The old has gone, the new has come.
我们说旧事已过。
The old has gone.
今天就是在一个真理的事实里面。
So this is a spiritual fact.
因为主已经完成了这样的工作。
Because the Lord has done His work.
求主开我们的眼睛。
Oh Lord, open our eyes.
我们看见了，我们就用信心来接受。
Once we see it, we can receive that with faith.
今天我是在基督里
Knowing that I am in Christ now
我们是新造的人
I am a new creation
旧事已过
The old has gone
都变成新的了
The new has come
弟兄姐妹主怎么来医治我们
Dear brothers and sisters How does the Lord heal us
他医好那些伤心的人
He wants to bind up the broken heart
今天我们从十架这里得着医治
Healing is received from His cross
我们放下那一个受伤的
We need to let go of the wound
那一个有病的
We have to let go of the sickness
哦，弟兄姐妹我们说现在活是基督在我里面活
And we say it is now Jesus Christ that lives in me
不是我活是基督在活
It's no longer I but him
那这是十架的医治
And that is the healing through the cross
那下面我们要讲到圣灵的
And next thing is the healing of the Holy Spirit.
在以赛亚书第六十一章第三节
Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3 it says
他说赐华冠与锡安悲哀的人代替灰尘喜乐油代替悲哀赞美衣代替忧伤之灵
And provide for those who grieve in Zion to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes.The oil of gladness instead of mourning, and the garment of praise instead of spirit of despair.
所以喜乐油能够代替悲哀。
Therefore, the oil of gladness will take the place of mourning.
赞美衣代替忧伤之灵。
And the garment of praise will take the place of the spirit of despair.
今天圣灵能够在我们的里面做何等奇妙的工作。
Now the Holy Spirit can do something so wonderful in us.
叫我们的里面有一个说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
So that we can have this great joy.Full of glory.
所以我们看见铁扇王一家教会在他们受到大的患难之中。
That's why how the church of Thessalonica, even in the severe persecution,
所以他们蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐。
They can still welcome the message with the joy given by the Holy Spirit.
这个喜乐是不能被夺去的喜乐。
And that is a joy that can never be taken away.
这个喜乐超越我们所有的环境。
It's a joy that surpasses all circumstances.
喜乐的心乃是良药。
A joyful heart is the best medicine.
那今天圣灵在我们里面在那里运行。
Now the Holy Spirit works within us.
叫我们有许多魂的里面我们所有的情形那个生病的情形能够得着医治。
The sickness in our soul can be healed.
那魂里面是生病的情形有的时候你不能去饶恕一个人。
For example, sometimes we can't forgive others.
有的时候你不能包容一个人
or we cannot include the other person
有的时候你不能爱一个人
and, or you cannot love someone
其实这都讲到我们魂里面的软弱生病的一个状况
and these are the symptoms of being sick in our soul
哦，那个不能饶恕
the unforgiveness
其实很多时候对我们变成一个捆绑
actually it's a bondage on us
今天圣灵来了
Now the Holy Spirit has come.
圣灵是赐生命之灵。
And Holy Spirit is the Spirit that gives life.
当我们愿意让圣灵在我们里面运行。
If we allow the Holy Spirit to work within us.
我们摸着主的生命。
And then we will come in touch with the life of the Lord.
什么时候我们前面讲到十架的医治，叫我们得着释放。
And whenever we're released through the healing of the cross,
然后我们愿意放下我们自己，
and we're willing to let go of ourselves,
让主的生命从我们里面能够活出来，
allowing the life of the Lord to be lived out through us.
弟兄姐妹，有一个生命的活水会从我们里面涌出，
a living water of life.Will overflow from within.
那这是医治的活水。
And that is the healing, the living water of healing.
这是圣灵的工作。
And that is the work of the Holy Spirit.
叫我们能够饶恕我过去不能饶恕的。
And enable us to forgive someone we couldn't before.
叫我们能够爱过去我们所不能爱的。
To love someone we could not love before.
叫我们有一个说不出来的喜乐。
So that we have a joy that's unspeakable.
是在这样的环境里面。我们天然人里面是不会有的。
And this is not something that we can have out of our natural life considering the environment.
主要我们从圣灵来得着医治。
The Lord wants us to be healed through His Spirit.
所以我们讲到十架的医治，讲到圣灵的医治。
Therefore, there's healing through the cross and the healing through the Holy Spirit.
我们知道这都是一个太大的福分。
And these are great.Blessings.
我们面对或者我们要对付我们过去以往许多的伤害。
In order to treat or deal with the wounds from before.
我们魂里面有好多这样的病。
There are so many sickness of that kind in our soul.
来到十架。
We need to come to the cross.
主在十架死了。
Seeing that our Lord died on the cross.
我们在他里面和他一同死了。
And we die with him, in him.
我已经死了。
So that we know I...
我已经与主同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with the Lord on the cross.
哦，借着这个死，叫我们得着极大的释放。
And through this death on the cross, I am set free.
主耶稣复活。
And Jesus resurrected.
我们和他一同复活。
And I resurrected with him together.
今天是基督在我们里面活。
Therefore, it's now Jesus Christ lives in me.
圣灵今天住在我们的心中。
And the Holy Spirit now dwells in us.
是生命的圣灵。
It's the spirit that gives life.
哦，叫我们在这条路上，我们顺服，我们信而顺从。
And through trust and obey.
然后圣灵能够自由的运行。
And the Holy Spirit can work freely in us.
啊，叫这么宝贵、这么荣耀、丰富的生命，今天能够从我们的里面一直彰显出来。
So this precious and abundant life can be manifest through us.
那我们就超越外面的环境。
And enable us to surpass or overcome our environment.
像这些圣徒们在大难中，他们有一个说不出来满足的喜乐。
Just like saints in Thessalonian church, that even in severe suffering, they have this great and overflowing joy.
这是圣灵所赐的喜乐。
That is the joy given through Holy Spirit.
这个叫我们今天魂能够得着医治，让主的生命在我里面一直的增长。
That is how our soul life can be healed and also continue to grow in the Lord.
我们何等的感谢主。
We're so thankful to the Lord.
主叫我们身心灵都得着医治。
Because He wants our spirit, soul, and body to be healed.
我们的主昨日、今日、直到永远，他是一样的。
And our Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
过去他怎么样医治这些病人？
How he healed the sick in the past.
他今天仍然医治。
He's still healing us now.
弟兄姐妹，我们可以来到主的面前。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we all can come to him.
他是我们的主。
Knowing that he is our Lord.
他是至大的医生。
And he's also the great physician.
今天他要来医治你，他要来医治我。
And he wants to heal you and heal me today.
今天我们和主中间有任何的间隔，我们说主啊，你来医治我。
If there's any hindrance or blockage between God and us, we need to say that Lord, heal me.
带着我们有真实的悔改。
Oh Lord, lead us into true repentance.
真实认我们的罪。
Acknowledge our sins.
求主除去一切的间隔。
Oh Lord, do away with all the hindrances.
今天弟兄姐妹若是身体上有疾病的。
Or if you are sick in your physical body.
哦，我们可以来祷告。
We can pray.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得着了医治。
By By his wounds we have been healed.
我们可以彼此代求。
And we can intercede for one another.
神听我们的祷告。
God listens to our prayer.
手按病人，病人就好了。
Lay our hands on the sick, they are healed.
今天若是我们魂里面有多少的创伤、伤心的人。
Or if there's any wound in our soul life that we're so broken-hearted.
我们求主吸引我们来到十字架。
Oh, may the Lord draw us to His cross.
十字架是我们的医治。
Where we can find the healing of soul.
今天我们那老旧的、受伤的，他已经死了。
Because our soul life, our old life,Died.
今天主要释放我们。
And on the cross, the Lord wants to set us free.
那他积极的要他的生命在我们里面能够活出来。
And he wants us to be able to live out a life from him.
圣灵要在我们里面来工作。
The Holy Spirit wants to work within us.
来医治。
To heal.
那真正的目的呢，是叫基督的生命从我们身上能够彰显出来。
And the ultimate purpose so is that His life can be lived out through us.
我们不只得生命，要得更丰盛的生命。
We not only want to gain life, but gain it abundantly.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
昨日今日直到永远。
For yesterday, today, and forever.
耶稣不改变。
Jesus is the same.
他是一样的。
He remains the same.
他今天就在我们的中间。
And he is with us right now.
他今天要来拯救我们。
And he wants to save us today.
愿我们来到他的面前。
Let us all come to him.
我们来唱诗歌第95首。
Let's sing hymn 95.
昨日今日直到永远。
Yesterday, today, and forever.
耶稣不改变。
Jesus is the same.
愿主来祝福我们每一位。
May the Lord bless everyone.